We continue today with lesson number 97 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We're now well into the long perek number 24. We are in perek 24, Mishnayos 7 and 8, perek Chof Dalet, Mishne Zayin and Ches, Mishne Zayin. This Mishnah, like the preceding several Mishnayos, again, is quite simple. It discusses three types of an object. One is which Tumeya Medris, one is which only Tumeya Tumes, and one which is Tahoro Miklum. So now we're talking about an object called a Pinkos. Shalosh Pinkosayos Hain. There are three types of Pinkoses, of Pinkosayos. A Pinkos is a notebook in today's terminology. But in the time of the Mishnah, it meant a kind of a flat platform or slate upon which one would write. So there's one type of slate of Pinkos, which is ho'efiforin. And this afiforin is kind of a folding table. It's a tablet which folds, and as it folds, it also could be a chair. Now here there are various opinions of exactly what this looks like and how it works. But basically, it's a two flat planks, which you could use to write on, but when you open these planks, they form a sort of a folding chair, and you can sit there. So this efiforin to meyom medris, it is mekabel tumas medris, because it's a seat, and as a seat, it's a moshav, it becomes an avatuma if a zav sits there. Then, the second type of pinkas, which is v'shiyesh bo beis kibul shava. It's a flat slate, but it can contain wax. You can smear wax on it, and therefore there is a place within it with a little indentation, or perhaps it has rims around it so that it can contain wax. Then it's Tumeya Tomei Meis. No one's going to sit on it, but it is a kli. It's not Metame Medris, but it is Metame Tomei Meis or Tumei Sheretz, etc. Then you have a slate which is V'chalaka. It's just a flat slate. And you don't put wax there at all. You write on it with ink or with chalk, crayons, whatever. Tahoro miklum. This is not a kli at all. It's just a flat slate. And it's not mekabel tuma at all. That's Mishnah Zayit. Now we move to Mishnah Ches. Shalosh mitos hein. There are three types of beds. Ha'asuya l'shriva, a plain old bed, a stam bed, is made to sleep upon. So it is Tumeya Medris. It's a mishkov upon which someone sleeps. If his love sleeps upon it, lies upon it, reclines upon it, it is an avatuma. Vishel zagogin. Zagogin is a bed, which is kind of a container. It looks like a bed, but you store glasswork there, glasses and bowls, etc. Zagogin means glassmakers. Tumeya tomei meis. It has a base kibul. It's a large container of glassware, and therefore it's mekabel tomei meis. But no one sits on that kind of a bed. And therefore, it is not Tumeya Tumas Medris. Vishel Sorogin. And then you have a type of bed upon which weavers make their nets. They use the bed as kind of a frame. When they make a net, they string strings along this bed this way and that, and they make a net in that way. So this bed has no bottom, has no container, just a frame of some sort. And it is not mekabel tum at all. No one sits on it. It has no base kibul. V'shel sorogin tahoro miklum. Therefore, it is completely tahor. It's not mekabel tum at all. And so we have concluded Mishnah Ches of Perek Chof Dalet, and in the process concluded lesson number 97.